On Easter Sunday, at 11 o'clock Mass, the place was packed. So I said to them, you know, this is a preacher's dream. He has a captive audience, and he's going to make hay while the sun shines, and go on and on and on. You get my drift? So I said to them, that there's a lot of people there, I said, I will keep my homily short. So Monday or Tuesday, I went on our website, and I said, to listen to my homily, I couldn't believe it. Normally we're supposed to preach for 7 minutes. It was nearly 14 minutes. I said, wow. I'm surprised they didn't yell at me. So I want somebody to do me a favor, beginning now, time 7 minutes. I'm serious. Time 7 minutes. And you can raise your hand quietly when I reach 7 minutes. Will somebody do that? Oh, they're taking out their clocks and phones already. Good. Time me for 7 minutes. So yesterday I was talking to my brother in Ireland, and he had been at evening Mass. And I said to him, I said, it's about Thomas the Apostle. And he said, yes, the pastor got up and he started to preach about how we have doubts in our lives, doubts in believing in God, and so on and so forth. And I said to him, that's not really what this gospel is about. It is not about doubts in our lives. It is something else. There's another reason why we have this gospel. And it's shared every year on the second Sunday of Easter. And it is trying to tell us that there is a big difference between the experience of the pre-Easter Jesus and the post-Easter Jesus. Okay, a big difference between those who encountered Jesus before his passion, death, and resurrection, and those who encountered him after his resurrection. So what we have to remember is this. Now it's a little bit of a mouthful, okay? Jesus is not a resuscitated corpse. Jesus is not a resuscitated corpse. So it's not that, like Lazarus, he was risen from the dead. He is something very different. Nor is resurrection a return to earthly reality. I know you're looking at me like that now, so let me explain. St. Paul encountered the resurrected Jesus. And you know he was a great writer, but he couldn't put into words what that experience was. He couldn't physically describe it. He could describe the effects of it, but he couldn't describe it himself. It's a whole new way of being human. Being resurrected from the dead is a totally, the first time ever, it's the first day. You see that clue? On the first day, a new creation is taking place. The book of Genesis, in the beginning. This is a new beginning. So it's a whole new way of being human. Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. And we get an idea that it's not like business as usual, that he turns up physically like me now. No, that's not what getting Jesus is all about as risen from the dead. But what he's getting at is that he says the doors were locked. So if he was a human being, resuscitated, he couldn't come through a locked door. Impossible. But he came through the locked door as the resurrected Lord. And in other passages we see that he is that he appeared to many people at the same time. So there's nobody can tell you what exactly the resurrected Lord looks like, because they can tell you about the certainty of encountering him, and it was so powerful that they were willing to die for what they experienced. So what we get is a whole lot of clues in this gospel. So what The presence of Jesus and encountering him is a presence that emerges from within, a presence that brings peace in the midst of fear. They are gathered in his name. It is a presence of peace in the midst of fear. And once again, this is so strong and so powerful that the experience of that peace that only Jesus could give, was so powerful, they were willing to die for it. And it moves on by saying that Thomas said he wasn't with them when this happened. So, once again, I'm going to get in trouble for this again, but touching his hands is not what it was about. Seeing the Lord was not about touching the wounds on Jesus' hand or putting our hands into his side. That is symbolic for something else. And what is symbolic is of what the meaning of the cross, when Jesus died on the cross, meant. That it meant that above all things, when Jesus died on the cross, he was showing the depth of God's self-giving love for each one of us. Even unto death, that love survives. Even unto death, that love is total and absolute. And the nails in the hands symbolize that. They reveal that. The nails in the hands reveal that. So getting the nails, the message behind his wounded hands and wounded side, is seeing the Lord. Knowing it at such a depth that your life is changed. So that's really, really important. So Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He is alive and active now among us and within us. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. He is a presence of peace in your life. Jesus does not take away the chaos of your life, but he brings peace in the midst of fear and gives his peace in the midst of any trial or any worry and fear that is going in your life. And that peace is dwelling within you. Two important points I want to make. First one, and most importantly, how do we experience the risen Lord? Look what he did before he died. He took the bread, he broke it, and he gave it. 5 minutes already? Seven? We're done? I have 30 seconds. Okay, read fast. Wow, that was fast. Okay, I'm nearly done. So, what we know is two things. Number one, most important, the fullness of Christ's presence is revealed in his body and blood. In him giving, in receiving Holy Communion, you're receiving everything that he stood for, everything he believed. And he continues to give himself to you as well. Last point, Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, go to Galilee and there you will find me. It is in the presence of faith community that people come to believe in Jesus Christ. People come to see the Lord through two things. The more we are kind with each other, the more we are centered on Christ, and the more joyful we are, people will see the Lord. You are a sacrament. The Word of God is a sacrament. The altar is the sacrament. So just remember that as a community of faith. Through your kindness and through your forgiveness and through your joy, you will help people to see the Lord.